Okay, Bezer Hashem, tonight is the second shiur in Hilchos Shemitah, and what we're going to do, shiur number two, is a conceptual introduction to Hilchos Shemitah. We're not going to get to Halacha L'maisa yet. Last week we went through the Psukim and the Mishnayis, and tonight what we're going to do is go through some basic issues in Hilchos Shemitah, and then, Bezer Hashem, after we've gone through the basic Nekudos that one needs to ask in regards to Hilchos Shemitah, then eventually we're going to get to the Halacha L'maisa. I want to introduce tonight's Nekudos by asking a very basic question that really jumps out when you take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam is on the second page. If you take a look at the Pirkei HaMitzvos of the Rambam in his introduction, some call it the Pirkei HaMitzvos, some call it the Koteret, it's the same thing. The Rambam in Aleph says that the mitzvah is that the earth should rest from work during Shemitah. That's how the Rambam describes it in his summary. Yet in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, mitzvah asay lishbois bashona shviyis mevodas saretz vavodas ilon shenemar vishav saretz shabbos Hashem v'nemar b'chor shevakatzir tishbos. Now, one could klara chakira and the minchas chinuch that you'll take a look. We have two minchas chinuchs, both the mitzvah shin chavav, mitzvah peidaled, which we're going to discuss, raises the following conceptual question in regards to mitzvah shmita. Minchas chinuch feels strongly in one direction. Is it a chovas hagavra, that there's a chiyuv on the person that he has to rest? Might be a positive commandment as well, a positive and negative commandment for him to rest during Shemitah from Avodas HaKarka and Avodas HaYilon. Or is it a Chayvas HaKarka, that any land that you own, you have a responsibility that this land rests during Shemitah? L'may Nafkamina, so Nafkamina is going to make the world of a difference in Halacha. We're not going to discuss Halacha L'maisa, but let's introduce it, again, conceptually through the eyes of Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says, and Afkamina is going to be what happens if a goy does malacha for you on your land. Are you over the Yisur Daraisa? Could you commission even a Gentile to do avoda on the land? Yeah.
If it's a chovas hakarka, does it make a difference if a goy owns land?
Very good. So that we'll get to at the end of the Chabura, Bezer Hashem. If I don't get back to that, remind me. The answer is, to answer your question in one word, the answer is, or one sentence, the answer is that absolutely we're discussing only if the Jew owns the land. We're not discussing if the goy owns land. More about that we'll discuss later on. That's the chakira is in a case where the Jew owns the land. So l'chura, the Rambam is really interesting, because the Rambam on the one hand, the Kotera says, Shetishboi Saaretz. On the other hand, the Rambam says that the chiyuv is mitzvah sasei lishpos, on the individual to rest during Shemitah. So I'm going to come back, Bezer Hashem, to this stira, and I just want to point out that the stira the Rambam didn't create. For that matter, the psukim themselves emphasize different things. If you look on the first page, we went through these psukim already last week. Uvashona Shviyas Pasuk Dalit in this week's parsha. Shabbos Shabbos and Yelaret Shabbos Hashem Sotcha Lo Sizmar V'Char Mecha Lo Sizmar. So on the one hand, the Isurei Lavim are formulated on the individual that he needs to rest. On the other hand, the Pasuk Beis V'Shav Sa'aret Shabbos Hashem. Pasuk Beis seems to say that the Chiyuv is on the Karka V'Shav Sa'aret Shabbos Hashem. So that is a fascinating attention that appears within the mitzvah. And what we're going to try to do is discuss basic approaches of the Achronim in regards to this question. We will bring up a very important issue as well in terms of La Halacha one needs to deal with in regards to Nashim, that will be a manifestation of this question also. And then Be'ezer Hashem, when we discuss, after we have to be discussing in regards to Nashim, we'll deal with how to read a Gemara in Avodah Zarah and whether you could prove from that Gemara one way or the other. So in many ways, this is the introduction. The Lamaisa of it, Tamir Tzah Hashem, we'll get to next week and the week after. Yes, Rav Gidah. L'chura, in the Koteres, here he says, Shetish Bais Haaretz. What's that? Oh, in other words, what Rav Gidlon wants to say is the Lavim, it fits well with the Psukim, the Lavim are on the Gavra, and the Mitzvah Saseh is on the Karka, within the Rambam. Okay, that's definitely a possibility. And then what you would like to say is that you violated the Mitzvah Saseh if you have the Goy on the land. Both the Chazon Ish and Rav Kook don't agree with you. But that definitely within the Rambam, within the Psukim, there is room to say such a thing. Let me give you a little bit of, I would say, yeshivish background as far as this discussion. And I want to discuss, almost digress for about 5-10 minutes, to discuss Nashim by Shemitah, and fascinating questions that were raised in regards to women's obligation vis-a-vis Shemitah, and share with you some basic yesodos that are connected to this chakira, as well as another very important chakira as well in regards to Shemitah. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch. In mitzvah, Shin Chaf Vav. And he discusses something fascinating in regards to the chiyuv of Harisha. When it comes to Harisha, there, women are there, the Torah tells us, according to Rabbi Akiva that we saw last week in the Mishnayis, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid, we learn that when the Torah Akdosha says in Parshas Kisisa, Becharishu Vakatzir Tishbos, so over there, Chazal Darshan, it's a machlok sim Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, whether that refers to Shemitah or Shabbos. Now, ostensibly, the Pasuk is talking about Shabbos. However, Rabbi Akiva argues, in Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, he argues that the Pasuk is superfluous, and he has a tradition that Pasuk is referring to Shemitah. That, therefore, introduces to us that aside from the Malachos of Lo Sizra and so on, from this week's Parsha, you also have a new prohibition of plowing. Asks the Minchas Chinuch, are women included in that? Shemitah, at first glance, is a mitzvah saseh zman grama. So if we're talking about the lavim, so then in such a case, of course women are included in lavim. What about mitzvah saseh? So bottom line, this raises a fascinating issue. Are women allowed to put on their tznius overalls and plow during Shemitah, minat Torah? What's the Yisr? It's a mitzvah saseh zman grama. So says the Minchas Chinuch like this. In mitzvah shin chavav, in front of you, it's the paragraph that's delineated in Nashim. He argues at the end of the day that women will be included in it, in the second half of the Keta. And he says like this. Says the Minchas Chinuch, no. When it comes to a mitzvah saseh zman grama, the Minchas Chinuch argues the Ritva's position is that a woman is only potter for those things that are a chiyuv on her, a chovas hagavra. However, if we're not talking about a chovas hagavra, but rather it's not a chiyuv on her, to formulate even more precisely, a chovas haguf, it's not a chiyuv on her guf, but rather is something that she's supposed to do, not as her own chiyuv, but for example, the case of the Ritva is talking about circumcising her son, Ritva and Chavtes and Kedushin, says in such a case there is no exemption of mitzvah saseh zman grama. By the way, I have to tell you, this is not our sugya now, I'm not convinced the Ritva says it exactly the way the Minchas Chinuch says he says it. So ayin sham, in parentheses. But we're running with the Minchas Chinuch now. Assuming that the Ritva does say that. That the only time there's a halacha, mitzvah saseh zman grama, that there's a ptur, is if there's a choves haguf. And you assume that when it comes to Shemitah, it's not a chiyuv and its prohibitions that are on the individual, but rather is on the person's land. So then in such a case, even though Harisha is a mitzvah saseh zman grama, nevertheless women would be mechuyavos. So that's one very important nafkamina in regards to this chakira. If you don't say that's a choves hagavra, then it could very well be on a level of daraisa, so women are not included in the halachos of Harisha. And the other nafkamina, of course, is going to be having a goy doing work on the land, which has profound, profound import for us halacha lemaisa that we're going to discuss later on. Yeah. We want to know whether she's obligated. She's not obligated. You mean if she decides? No, a woman's not obligated. She's not obligated. She's not obligated. Issue number two in regards. Yeah. That a woman is right. So there's a no. The Gemara has Xeris Hakasa Loisoy Veloyasa. Taisis over there on that sugya and all the Rishonim ask, why do I need the Xeris Hakasa? What about a mitzvah to say she has van grama? And that's what they're coming to Faran for. But you're right. Right. Women are not part of that chiyuv. In theory, that's what's behind that discussion. You're right. I was going within the havamina of the Gemara and why the Gemara has such a havamina and why you need exeris that class. Okay. Issue number two that comes up regards to Nashim. This is not our chakira, but I figured right now, as an introduction, this is one of the most important conceptual issues that come up in Hilchos Shemitah as well, which of course we're going to have to spend a lot of time discussing. And that is the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Pei Dalid also has a radical question that he asks in regards to women's obligation of Shemitah. And that radical question is whether Shemitah is Afkata de Malka or Afkata de Gavra. What does that mean? It means the following. Is all of Eretz Yisrael automatically included in Vashviyas Tishmetena Unatashta? And automatically bound to having a status of Kedusha Shvius, whether the owner is obligated in the mitzvahs or not? Or do we say it's an Afkata de Gavra, that those fruits that are included in Kedusha Shvius are those fruits that the owner has an obligation to be mafkir? Who doesn't have an obligation to be mafkir? A guy, if he owns his own land. So that's going to be a very, very big discussion, whether Peros Akum have Kedusha Shvius or not. It's a massive, massive discussion. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch, and he pushes the envelope. And he says in Mitzvah Pei Dalid, on page Shin Lamed Zayin in the Mechon Yerushalayim edition, he says towards the bottom, he says that when it comes to Nashim, for that matter, he's Mesupik as well. Because where does the halachos of Kedusha Shvius come from? We discussed last week that the Torah Kedusha says, Lachem, says, La'achla v'lo l'schora, v'hoisa haaretz lachem la'achla, Lachem la'achla v'lo l'schora, la'achla v'lo l'hefzid, all the halachos of Kedusha Shvius, those halachos of Kedusha Shvius, are a mitzvah sasei. If they're a mitzvah sasei, then maybe it's a mitzvah sasei shezman grama. And if it's a mitzvah sasei shezman grama, so then in such a case, the Minchas Chinuch entertains that you need a pach shmita and your wife doesn't. If you assume that when it comes to Kedusha Shvius, that it's afkata de gavra, so then the fruit that grows, when I say you versus your wife, I'm talking about, let's say you had two farms. You had your farm, your wife had her farm. So then in such a case, then the fruit that she grows, she doesn't have a chiyuv, she's exempt. And there's afkat, she doesn't have the afkata de gavra. In such a case, there wouldn't be a halacha of kedusha shvius that she's bound. Now, of course, even the Minchas Chinuch will be aware that if a man grew it, then it's going to be a different type of question. Let's take a look and see the Minchas Chinuch inside. 10 lines from the bottom of Shin Lam. Zayin l'char yeh shlomah, d'arav mechaber, kosa d'nog v'schar mu b'nikevos. V'i amrina da mitzves asei hu akar kafta d'mechuyiv lahafgir d'chein gozer akosov. Im kein, lama ha-noshim chayavos b'mitzves zu? Ha-mitzves asei shazman grama noshim p'turos. He has a very complicated d'chia, which I'm not going to get involved with. And ultimately, he leaves this as a question. He leaves it as a question. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, this is a great time to introduce our two heroes today, are going to be Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita and Rav Kook Zatzal, which is one of the agendas that I have in these chaburas. I want to make sure that both of the traditions are presented. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Be'er Halacha, in the first Be'er Halacha in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, this is an awesome tour de force. He quotes his Minchas Chinuch, and he quotes a bunch of conclusive proofs that even though there's room for the Minchas Chinuch Shaila, that there, and this is a great example of Chaim Kanievsky's style, okay, it's a Chakira, but now let's see through Shas. Let's see, what does Shas say about this Chakira? Not the Chakira, but what are the facts on the ground? Are there any examples of women being chayiv in Kedushas Perishvias? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky finds a few, and he says it's a davar poshut that women are mechuyavos in these halachos, and he gives a fascinating example, actually a humorous example, from a Mishnah in Demai. If you'd like to see where he quotes it, the first is about halfway through the Be'er Halacha. First word on the line is Dohatnan. He says the following: what happens if a fascinating halacha in Hilchos Tevel? Mishnah tells us, if you give your mother-in-law fruit that you know is not Tevel, the halacha is, if she is an Am Haaretz, then you're choshesh that she exchanged the fruit. Why? The Gemara says something humorous. The Gemara says, a mother-in-law will be always embarrassed to serve her son-in-law's spoiled fruit. And so therefore, if the fruit has turned bad, and she in her house is not makbid on Tevel, if she has a dinama aretz, so in such a case where choshe, she's going to switch the fruit. It's a fascinating phenomenon. The Gemara says, because a mother-in-law is always concerned that she doesn't want to disappoint her son-in-law and give him bad food. So that's a beferish of Mishnah in the mind, then the Perek Gimel. Then the Mishnah goes on and says, but if you give her peros that you know are not a chash of Kedusha Shvius, then in such a case you could trust that the peros that she gives you back are okay, because a woman is nachosheshes to be machshil her daughter in Kedushas Peros. So says Reb Chaim, take a look. Tatnan sef Perek Gimel de Demai. Moder Reb Yehuda benosin lechamoso shviyas she'eno chashuda lahachlef vahachal es pita shviyas. Vahainu sheteyachal shlo bikdushas shviyas. Kimo shekasa Rambam. Vahainu sheteyasa ben schor vehefsel o shetechlen lachar biur. Another raya we saw last week in the Mishnayis, in the end of Perikei, Mashelas Isha lechaverta chashuda al shvius nafu kvara avolo tavar. A woman is allowed to give another woman a utensil. Now notice it says another woman, and you don't have to assume that she's going to use it to violate kedusha shvius. Elamai again says Reb Chaim, we see there are nashim that nashim are mechuyavos. Finally, the Gemara in Yuma on Pei Vav on the Beis gives an example of two people who are over Averos. One is over a light Aver, and one is over a Chamur Avera. And the Gemara's example of a light Avera is a woman who eats Page Shvius. And Rashi says it means she ate the Shvius before the fruits were entirely ripe. And then the Gemara says, and a Avera Chamura is a woman who is Mezana. So what do you see? You see the farish again, that women are included in this halacha of Kedusha Shvius. So on that question, so I'm introducing to you the concept of Afgata the Malka and Afgata the Gavra, introducing to you that shaila in regards to Nashim, and pointing out that the two big chakiras in Mitzvah Shemitah, number one, two different issues. Number one, whether it's a Choves HaGavra, Choves HaKarka, will be a nafkamina that comes to Nashim by Harisha. And number two, the question of Afkata de Maka, Afkata de Gavra leads the Minchas Chinuch even to have a halamina by Nashim again, that they would not be included in Kedusha Shvius because those are all mitzvah saseh, and he argues that it might be a mitzvah saseh shezman grom. With that introduction, what about the stira? And heading towards, again, next week, having in mind for next week, in terms of how it's going to apply, halacha lemaisa, in terms of people doing avoda on karka, having a goy do avoda on karka and shvius. So I'm going to share with you two approaches. One is the approach of Rav Kook Zatzal, and the other is the approach of the Sefer Torah Atz HaAretz, which was written by a big Talmud Chacham, Rav Moshe Kliers, who lived in poverty in Tveria. It's not a easy Sefer to get your hands on. In fact, I couldn't find it in the Beis Medrash over here, but I did find a leaflet that has it, so we'll be able to see it. It's quoted in a leaflet Sefer. But first, let's see Rav Kook's approach. Says Rav Kook, in regards to the Stira in the Shabbos Haaretz and the Kuntres Achron. Kuntres Achron Aleph of Rav Kook is the most important in terms of the big, heady issues in regards to Shemitah. And he says, Ella, in the first paragraph that's in front of us, Ella shelefi zetzarach be'er lashon Rambam. Shekoshav tishbos haaretz mimalachta. In the Pirkei Mitzvos, he says tishbos haaretz. Omnom diuk lashono b'fnim halacha mar mefurish shikra achiyuv. Deshvisa yakar kafta de gavra. V'im bar chiyuva ovedu mevatel mitzvah seshavas haaretz. Shekosav shah mitzvah saseh lishbos me'avodas haaretz v'lo shetishbos haaretz. V'nira. And what is the answer that Rav Kook gives? Shetzuras ha-mitzvah yikach. She'esh mitzvah shetishbos haaretz kidechsiv v'shav saaretz. Elo kivon she'ein shvisa shal aretz mispatelas kima yidei ma'ashe bar chiyuva ovedosa. When is it considered that the land of Eretz Yisrael has not rested? When a Jew, Bar Chiyuv, does work on it. But a guy, Meichi Teisi. And therefore, a Jew, even if he is over the Yisurei Derabbanan of the Mishnais and Shvius that we'll make reference to, that he commissions a guy to do Malacha, then in such a case, at most, it's only going to be a Derabbanan. Because Rav Kook argues at the end of the day, when the Rambam gives the halacha, the Rambam says, mitzvah saseh lishbos me'avodas haaretz, that the chiyuv is on the gavra. Of course, this is going to be important for Rav Kook's heter mechira, as will develop down the line. And that is, that if we say as above, then if we could say that we're able to justify if a heter mechira, and then in a backup, not have Jews do malachas, but only has a guy do malacha. So then in such a case, and we've got two major heterim for the Isurei Shemitah. So this is going to be very, very important in terms of developing Rav Kook's Shita. And in fact, this is the way Rav Kook starts, the Kuntres Achron, which is really where he justifies his mahalach vis-a-vis the heter mechir. So that's Rav Kook's approach. And Rav Kook is saying that the Kiyum of Ishav Sa'aretz is when a bar chiyuv is shoyves. The Teira Sa'aretz strongly disagrees. Well, I'd like to discuss after the shir with Rav Gidon to try to cheshbon out the implication of what he said. What he said was interesting, but he's not yet on number three on the list. We'll give it a few years, Be'ezer Hashem. But let's take a look at the Teira Sa'aretz. The Teira Sa'aretz is quoted here in this Likud Sefer. This Likud Sefer, by the way, I highly recommend for those who want an introduction for the basic issues of Shemitah, Eitzer Yisoyde Shvius. It's a very, very nice Sefer by Rav Dickman. Here he quotes the Rav Kliers, Rav Moshe Kliers' approach, and his approach is quite different than what we see from the Shabbos Haaretz. I'd always known, because it's a Sefer, it's really hard to get your hands on, I'd always heard the Sefer mentioned, but I didn't realize, as I started thumbing through it, I didn't realize that most of the Sefer is really a response to the Sefer Shabbos Haaretz. The three pages I started reading, every single one of them, he wrote, the Mashikas of the Sefer Shabbos Haaretz, da-da-da-da-da, he's responding to many things that Rav Kook had written. Is that Darko Yishol Torah? That's the way Torah works. So Torah Haaretz disagrees with Rav Kook's reading over here, and he suggests something brilliant. He suggests the following. You remember we pointed out that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel altogether with the Harisha's Asr on Shemitah? And what was that based on? It was based on the pasuk of the Harisha v'katsir Tishbos. Our whole Chakira, in starting from the Psukim, only starts in regards to Sadcha lo Zizra v'karmecha lo Zizmar in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Bahar, only starts in regards to Zriya, Zmira, we spoke about the Avos of Shemitah. And there, the Pasuk used two different themes. On the Gavra, and also on the Karka. And then we got a problem. Which one is it? L'may nafkamina, goy v'isha. But When it comes to Harisha, there's no Shaila, points out the Taras Haaretz. When it comes to Harisha, the only formulation is from an outside pasuk in Shemos, Bechor Shevakotzer Tishpos. There is a Dover Pashut, that's only a Chiyuv on the Gavra. And I would even add to what the Taras Haaretz is saying, the pasuk there is an extrapolation of Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, for sure, there's a chiyuv of Shvisas HaGavra. The question is whether you could, the Machlokus, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, whether you extrapolate from Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Shemitah. In Kainim Advarim, says the Torah Saritz beautifully. Let's look back in the Lashon Rambam, our first photocopy. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam said, second photocopy, the Rambam said, Mitzvah saseh lishbos b'shno shviyis me'avodas aretz v'avodas ilanos shenemar v'shav saretz Shabbos l'Hashem v'nemar b'chorishu v'kotzir tishbos. The Rambam, kedarko b'kodesh, in his awesome precise language, in one sentence, wants to give you all the dinei Torah of Shemitah in his opening sentence. So he wants to tell us both b'chorishu v'kotzir tishbos as well as the chiyuv lishbos bashana shviyas. And when it comes to b'chor shekotzer tishbos, then it's certainly only a chovas agavra. So the Rambam over here only could talk in terms of the gav. However, the kiyum shebo of Shemitah, bevadai, when it comes to the surim of the avos, are not only a chiyuv in the person, it's also a chovas hakarka on your karka as well. And that's why, when the Rambam in Halach Aleph says, Shetish bos arts melecha shviyas, that's what the Rambam is bringing out over there. I just want to point out, according to the Torah Saaretz, then Harisha is going to be in a world by itself. Harisha stands in a world by itself. Harisha, Eina Chanami, is not a chovas hakarka. And if that's so, there might be more room to be lenient on Harisha. But all the other mitzvahs are dinei d'oraisa. Maybe we could add even more. The whole parsha of this week's parsha, we'll talk about this even in Musar tonight. The whole topic of this week's parsha is all about, as we saw from the Torah's Kohanim, is all about horoz bailus. That you're not allowed to act as if you're the owner of the field. If I commission a Gentile to work the field, I'm also showing horoz bailus. So Vadai, if you take that approach to the Torah's Kohanim, the Torah's Kohanim says, as we mentioned last week, Esfiach Ketzircha Lo Sizmar means that you can't cut Kederach HaBailim, so then that makes sense, of course. Who's a wealthier Bailim? Someone who cuts the fruits himself, or he commissions someone else to get workers to cut off? The one who gets workers, that's still Bailus. If he's sitting in an office and having somebody else cut, the hashkafa part of Shemitah hasn't been captured. He still thinks kochi v'atzim yad yasli esachayel. He still thinks that he's the Bailam. On the other hand, when it comes to Harisha is not your plucking and you're showing your Bailus. Anybody could go into any piece of land and plow it. But rather, there's another halacha in Shemitah. What's the other halacha of Shemitah? That Shemitah is, number one, that the land of Eretz Yisrael should rest. And Shemitah also has that you're supposed to rest. You're supposed to spend time off with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when it comes to the Surim of Oroas Bailus, then that's both the Chovas HaGavra and the Chovas HaKarka, according to the Torah Saaretz. But when it comes to Harisha, which is Lav Dafka, Simon of Oroas Bailus, there's no great Oroas Bailus of sweating things out and plowing in the field. So then in such a case, then there's another problem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to rest from work in Shemitah. And that's a totally different theme as the Torah Saaretz is developing. This is conclusion of Roman numeral A of tonight's shir. The Chakir, the Chovas HaGavra, the Chovas HaKarka. And now what we're going to do is see the Minchas Chinuch's bomb raya, where the Minchas Chinuch strongly disagrees with Rav Kook, and we're going to try to decide which one is more mukhrach in the Gemara based on the Minchas Chinuch's very sharp raya. Yes, Rav Gita. So, right. So that definitely conceptually gets involved in this issue. Bli neder, I will get back to that question. Nachon, that there you have a case of where he's not being shoves, yet at the same time there isn't anybody with a chovas hakarka, and that would be a fair nafkamina. Correct. We're actually going to discuss the inverse today. We're not going to discuss that, but bli neder, it is discussed, and we're going to get to that. Yeah. We're going to get that too. Bezer Hashem. Bezer Hashem will get that too. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I have a very, very strong raya from a Farish Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and it's clear cut. So first of all, let me just give you the Mar Mokum within the Minchas Chinuch, and Rav Kook strongly disagrees with this raya. The Minchas Chinuch mentions this a few places, but over here in Mitzvah Shin Chavav, in this week's Parsha, he mentions it in the paragraph about Noshim. He mentions right by where he says Al Yidei Goy. The first words on the line are Bishas Avodah Zarah Tezvav Amebeis. And he quotes this also in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Beis. I didn't photocopy this for you. The same raya from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. What's the raya from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? So here we have to look inside to see the raya. And you tell me what... Let's be ma'ayin in this raya. The Gemara discusses that there is an Isra Midrabanan to sell an animal to a Gentile, because we're afraid that if you're going to sell the animal to a Gentile, then eventually what will happen is people will also lend an animal to a Gentile. What's the problem of lending an animal to a Gentile? Problem is that the Gentile will work your animal on Shabbos. So because of that chashash, there is an isur of selling as well to a goy. So Gemara quotes a story that flies in the face of this halacha. On the bottom of Tesvav and Alf and Avodah Zarah, Ravuna Zavin Ahi Para La'akum. He sold a cow to a Gentile. Amalei Rechizda Mai Taima Avid Marhachi. Why did you do this? Amalei Eimar L'Shchita Zavna. He says, even though this is an ox that's normally used for plowing, I could always argue that I was doing it for shechita. What's the halachic term for this? Atliya. I could be tola and say that I was selling it for something else. What was that? For shechita. Now the Gemara analyzes whether atliya is appropriate. We have to follow the Chagadi in this Gemara. If there's something that's not clear in the Chagadi over here, it's not too complicated, stop me, okay? But let's do the Gemara inside. So the Gemara says that you could be tola, that when you sold it to a guy, you could say that maybe it was l'shchita, hence it's going to be mutter. Asks the Gemara on the top line, it says, v'olam beiz n'avodah zarah, m'not tamra d'armina k'ay gavin. How do we know they say this? Disnad. We learn in the Mishnah, b'sham e'omrim l'yimkar adam para acharoshes b'shvies. U'beis hil matirim, the Gemara proves it, and says, we see this from this Mishnah, from Beis Hill. U'beis hil matirim p'nei sh'yachal l'shochta. So you're allowed to sell the same type of cow, even though the cow might be used by a Jew to do avodah during Shemitah. Nevertheless, the halachi is etz mutter, because he doesn't have to use it to plow. He could use it to slaughter as well. So that's a proof that as long as you have a tliya, it's going to be mutter. Omar Rabba asks Rabba, mi dami? What's the comparison? Hasam ein adam mitzulal shvisas bemto b'shvias. When it comes to Shemitah, you're not commanded that your animal rest during shvias. You're commanded that you're not allowed to work, or your land is not allowed to be worked, but your behemah is not included in it. Hacha, when it comes to the case of the para, adam mitzulal shvisas bemto b'shabbos. So therefore, you're responsible to make sure that your para is not going to be sold on Shabbos. And here's the big line. Here's the line that you want to pull your highlighter out on. Amar le Abaye, v'chol hecha da'adam mitzuvah asur, v'arei sadeh da'adam mitzuvah shvisa sadeh b'shvies, utnan b'shamei omram lo yimkar adam stay near b'shvies, Beis Hillel matirim ipnei shiyachal lahavira. Beis Hillel says you're allowed to even sell land that has been plowed because you could say, how do I know that the person is going to plant on it? And there the Gemara says, Sade Adam Mitzuvah Shvisa Sadehu B'Shvias. So in the Shakla Tarya, the Gemara is saying, first let's get the Shakla Tarya. The Gemara is saying that the halacha is that even by land that you have a chiyuv to make sure that it rests, you're allowed to sell it, and you could say, how do I know that he's going to use it for Isser? So same thing in regards to a behema. Same thing in regards to a behema on Shabbos, where there's a chiyuv on the behema, that also you're allowed to sell it, and there's no gzera midrabbanan. Comes along Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch says, let's zero in on these words. V'arei sadeh, da'ada mitzuvah shvisa sadehu b'shvias. When it comes to the field, the fellow is commanded, al shvisa sadehu. Furish in the Gemara. It's a chiyuv akarkafta. There's a chiyuv on the person to make sure that his land rests during Shemitah. Not that only he doesn't work the land, but rather he has a responsibility to make sure that the land doesn't work. And therefore, you might have been concerned that if he's selling it to another person, that that person is going to work it. Kamash Malon, if you have a tliya that he's not going to, then that's going to be enough. And that's exactly like your behema, where you have a chiv to make sure your behema is going to rest on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to sell. That nevertheless, if you know for sure that the animal is going to be worked on Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. But if you don't know for sure that halacha is, that's going to be mutter. Ad kan haraya shel minchas chinuch. So first of all, it's a very, very astounding raya. It's a very fascinating raya. But I want to point out to you that l'aniyas daiti, the minchas chinuch's raya, is a bomb kasha on Rav Kook. There are a couple ways to answer it. First of all, Rav Kook has a fascinating diuk in Tosos, which we haven't done the whole Tosos, and this is not an Iyun Shir, so I can't, where you prepared, so I can't expect you to follow the whole Shakla Tari of Tosos. The Gemara, I think we explained it slowly. But I just want to point out to you that there is a line in Tosos. To do this well, you got to do the whole Tosos from the beginning until end. But I just want to point out to you that there's a line in Tosos that both the Chazon Ish and Rav Kook make the same point from this line, and it leads the Chazon Ish to come to the exact same conclusion as Rav Kook in regards to whether there's a chiyuv on the karka or there's a chiyuv on the gavra. Here's the line in Tosas. Take a look at five lines before the end of Tosas Dibar Maskel Midami. First word in line is Vaharei. The Tosas says, Uparich, and the Gemara asks, Vaharei sadeh da'adam mitzuvah al-shvisa sadehu. You're commanded to make sure that your land rests. Ubikishuhu biyad Yisrael acher yesh bo yisur daraisa. And when it's in the hand of another Yisrael, then in such a case there's an isur daraisa. So comes along the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish says like this. Take a look. I have the Chazon Ish photocopied before, right after the Torah Sa'aretz, the quote that we had from the secondary source of Torah Sa'aretz, the Chazon Ish says the following. It didn't get entirely photocopied. He said, but let's see if we have it here. Yeah. Quoting the Tosas, he says on the top line in 274, Ela kavanas hagemara sham she iser shel shvisa bekarka tsluya vaver nasa bekarka avolim oved ba akum bischirus ein yisrael ov mishum shvisa. And right before that, he quoted the words of Tosas. I'm telling you, you have to take my word for it. For some reason, the wrong page got photocopied. But right before, the Chazon Ish was quoting the Tosas. He makes the same deal. And Rav Kook as well makes that diuk as well. That the sugya, on the one end, is saying that the karka can't be worked, and you have a responsibility that the karka Eretz Yisrael is not going to be worked, but the words of Tosus are only vis-a-vis a Yisrael, and not vis-a-vis an Akum. And then, you'll see, at the end of the Chazon Ish, again, this is in Yud Zayin Chof Hei, the Chazon Ish says, Avol Barambam, first word on the line is Betosus or Rabbi Chanan, Aval b'Rambam perek aleph halacha aleph mevuar she'ein asei d'shvis ala bailim elala aretz. Va'oved over b'asei aval lo habailim v'sug yodavo d'zara yesh lefarish kepirish tosas. Ulefize min haTorah yachol izro al yedei akum. It has to be that the fellow is a bar chiyuv. If the fellow is not a bar chiyuv, as the Rambam said, mitzvah saseh lishpos, then we're not talking about the din d'oraisa. So here the Chazon Ish and Rav Kook agree that the Yisur d'oraisa is only going to be al yedei Yisrael acher and not al yedei akum. I just want to point out, though, that Tosa's way of reading the Gemara is not the way the Ritva learns and the Chazon Ish. I was thrilled to see that the Chazon Ish makes this point. Now, if you take a look at the Ritva that we photocopied, the Ritva in Dibur HaMaschil, Omer Le'Abaye, says the following. Omer Le'Abaye, V'chol Heichadod Metzuva, Miyosav Reisodeh, Here you have two shilas. Isura de lifnei iver, v'isura de sdeyu shuhu mitzuva al shvisasa. That the Gemara, according to the Ritva, is saying that you have a chiyuv when it comes to Karka Eretz Yisrael, you have two problems. Number one, you're selling it to somebody and you might be over lifnei iver. And also, you have a responsibility to, before you sell it, to make a cheshbon whether the land is going to be worked or not. And if you read over the Chazon Ish says that means it's a responsibility on the bailim to make sure that the karka has to rest entirely. Whether al yedei akum or whether al yedei Yisrael. I think if you read over the Ritva, you'll agree. However, I just want to point out one final point, and this I thank to Rav Simcha Shor. Mr. Wayu Torah is my chavrusa at night, and he pointed out that if you read Tosis from the beginning to end, the Dibur HaMaschil Mi Dami, you'll see that Tosis really doesn't even understand the Gemara as being a formal din of whether the karka needs to rest or not. But rather, take a look at Tosis' words. He rejects Rashi's pshat. Rashi, I think, learns very similar to the Ritva. And Tosis says, L'kachnir l'farish hasam, ein adam mitzuv al shvises behemto, b'shvies, pirish, l'fi she'ein oiser toli beguf ha-behema, elo beguf ha-karka, Fafil hishul parasol akl nachosh ba b'shvius ein shum iser shvius al behema de ein kan gnai. The emphasis in Tosos is whether it's obvious of that you're giving him an isur. When it comes to a behema on shmita, what you're giving him is not an isur. The behema is not aser. If he uses it for avoda, then he's going to be over an isur. There, the Gemara wants to argue, maybe you could be more lenient versus giving him the animal, your animal, that he might work with on Shemitah itself. The Isser is the animal itself. Comes back to Gemara, and Gemara says, but by Shemitah, we're not worried about giving the land, which is the Isser itself. Why is that worse? Because it's a greater gnai if you're giving the object that's obvious, the object that relates to the Isser. But the whole shiloh, according to Tosas, is not a shiloh of shvisas asada. It's just a shiloh of gnai. If that's so, then the Minchas Chinuch Sraya also falls away. So to crunch, this is a little bit of a minei obey in the Gemara, but I'm going to summarize what we did in the last 10 minutes in two sentences. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says beferish, that there's a chiyuv of shvisas sadehu b'shvias. And we have Machlokes Rishonim what the Gemara is saying. Is the Gemara saying that there's an obligation as the Ritva and the Tosis Rav Elchanan? It's interesting. It's the Tosis Rabbeinu Elchanan that the Chazon Ish quotes, say beferish, that the Gemara means pshuto kemashbo, that there's a, that the land, there's a chiyuv on you to make sure your land is not worked. Rashi seems to say this as well. In Dibra Maschil, Adam Mitzuv al Shvisa Sadeu, Shnas Shabbosan Yela Aretz. In contrast, though, to the way Rav Kook and the Chazon Ish are medayik from the Tosos, we have two rayas from Tosos. The Tosos doesn't hold that way. Number one, the Tosos says that the issue is a Yisrael giving it to another Yisrael. Mashma to another Akum would be fine. Tanakum would be fine. Also, we have Rav Simcha's point that from Tosos' Lashon of Gnai, it sounds like the issue over here is not the Isur Daraisa, but rather an issue of Lifnei Iver. How bad does this Lifnei Iver work? Look, and how bad that it looks, we're going to affect our decisions and how to deal with the Shai. Last Raya, and with this we wrap up, and Amir Hashem, next week I owe you Halacha L'maisa applications of these discussions. There is a Raya that some try to bring. Rav Kook mentions this. Ad kedei kacha, to me, for me it's a pella. The raya that Rav Kook tries to bring, this is all in the Kuntres Achron Aleph. Ultimately, Rav Kook and what we're going to say ends up in the same place, but for me, I don't even think there's any discussion at all, the way I understand things. But some, we have to always come back to the Mishnayos and Shvi'is themselves and comb through the Mishnayos and see, are there any rayas from the Mishnayos themselves in regards to the Shaila of a Goy working Karka Eretz Yisrael? There's one potential raya. Perek Dalad Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah says, Chochrin Nirim Min Hanochrim B'Shvius Avolom Yisrael. I'm allowed to make up a contractual agreement that I am going to rent land that was plowed after Shemitah. There, one could have erroneously read the Mishnah as renting it during Shemitah, but that's not correct according to all the Rishonim. It means that the Goy is going to plow it during Shemitah, and I'm going to rent it from him afterwards. Or I'm going to rent it now, and I'm going to plant it during Shemitah. But either way, I'm not going to do any Yisur during Shemitah. Says the Mishnah, I'm allowed to do it. But of course, I'm not allowed to do it for Yisrael, because I'm causing Yisrael to do Harisha during Shemitah. The Yerushalmi has two opinions of how to read the Gemara, the Mishnah. The Yerushalmi says, does this mean that I'm allowed to encourage the Goy? Or does it mean that I'm even allowed to, or to be merames to him? Or does it mean that I'm even allowed to say directly to him, if you plow such and such during Shemitah, then in such a case, I'll rent it from you to be able to plant on it during Shemitah itself. There are 2 days in the Yerushalmi. How to read this line in the Mishnah? Rav Kook in the Shabbos Ha'aretz suggests as follows. He suggests that maybe it could be that our Shiloh is totally in the 2 days. If we say the halach is that you're not allowed to ask the Gentile to do it, you're not allowed to be merames, you're not allowed to tell him directly, and the only thing you're allowed to do is to be merames, that's because really you're not allowed to have a goy do the malacha during Shemitah itself. But if you say that the halacha is you're allowed to tell it to him directly, then it could very well be that there isn't any chiyuv in regards to any isur of having a goy do the malacha during Shemitah. Ultimately, Rav Kook backs away from this, but Lamia's Daiti, this Mishnah is not relevant at all to the above Shaila. And that's why it's been relegated to the discussion of Achronim, of how you read a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and it's not relevant to the Mishnah. And the reason for it is because of what Rav Moshe had said all the way in the beginning of the Chabura. And that is that our discussion over here is only in regards, in this Mishnah, is regards to land that belongs to a Goy. During Shemitah, the land now belongs to a Gentile. Our massive shaila is whether there is an Isur Daraisa to have a Goy do Malacha on your land. That there's even room to be Mekel to say that maybe even a Goy could do Malacha on your land on a level of Daraisa. However, this Mishnah is clearly not talking about that. It's clear that this Mishnah is only on a level of Darabana, because there is no question that there's a shaila in regards to Karka, and the Torah Sa'aretz spells this out, Beferish. If the land belongs to a guy, there's no shaila whatsoever. Kedusha Shviyas by Peres Akum. Here, Yesh Lodun. Afgata de Malkor, Afgata de Gavra. But no one is going to say that you're not allowed to encourage a guy to do Malacha and Shemitah on a level of Daraisa. What then is the opinion of the Rishalmi that says it's prohibited? Yerushalmi says, before long, if you start encouraging everybody to do plow and so on and so forth, then Yisraelim are also going to come lead the Yisur. So that's why we didn't start with the Mishnah and Shviyas. The reason why we didn't start with the Mishnah and Shviyas is there is no Mishnah and Shviyas that's relevant to this exact question. Hence, this became part of the literature of the Gedolei HaAchronim, and this Be'ezer Hashem concludes the introduction to our two basic Chakiras. Number one is the tension of Shetishbos Haaretz versus Mitzvah Sase Lishbos Me'avodas Haaretz, and the other Chakira being Afgata de Malka and Afgata de Gavra, Noshim being a Nafkamina in both of those cases, Noshim regards to Charisha and Noshim regards to Kedusha Shviyas, the Raya of the Minchas Chinuch from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Odiyun in the Mineu Bey in the Sugya of Avodah Zarah, and finally plowing through the Mishnayos and Shviyas and seeing that there's one potential Mishnah that might be relevant, but that one potential Mishnah isn't important halach in regards to Goyim doing Avodah during Shemitah. It does come up, because there is an opinion in Yerushalmi that says that you're not allowed to encourage the Goy directly to do Malacha, even if it's on his land. So there are Gzeros Midrabanan, that if a person is involved with agriculture in Eretz Yisrael, even if it is Eretz the Akum, according to one opinion of the Rishalmi, that's going to be prohibited. So that needs to be, we need to be Ma'ayin once we start going through the Halachos Keseder. And Mirtzah Hashem, next week, our agenda is as follows. We're going to deal with the second major topic in regards to Shemitah, and that is second meta topic. And the second meta topic is whether the Chiyuv Shemitah today is Daraisa or Darabanan. And these two issues, whether it's a Chovas HaGavra or a Chovas HaKarka, and the issue of whether it's Doraisa and Derabanan, are going to come to a head in regards to Hanhagos today in Arzeinu HaKdosha. They're going to come together, if you will, possibly be, require two more Chaburas to be able to come to all of those diyunim in terms of the Heter Mechira and other Shailas that come up in terms of Chovas HaKarka. Once we do that, then Be'ezer Hashem will probably go Keseder in the Rambam, going through the halachas of Avodah Sakarka and eventually getting to Kedushas Perishvias.